Hello, this is Dr. Tony, the Crooked Spine Show. Today we interviewed Jeremy, the owner and operator of California Black Belt Academy, a martial arts studio in Upland. His business has grown very well, where he had to expand to a bigger building recently. And with his business, his focus is on kids, to where it helps them become more confident, more mature, and have good work ethic, to where overall they become a better person in the classroom, around their friends, and also at home. Realize with martial arts and what he's developing is your kid's mental discipline, but also physically too. So become an overall well-rounded person, allow them to stay healthy, and get healthy in the long run. Right? This is the interview. Also, he does train adults too, but realize his passion to make sure people understand with martial arts, combat a person is the number one key. So in the video, and I'll see you afterwards. Another episode of Crooked Spine Show. I'm gonna put this mic right here. And what we're gonna do is really go over with Jeremy. He's had this for about, you said, how many years?
The school, 3 years. I mean, 6 years. We've been in this location for 3 years.
So 6 years you've been California Black Belt Academy. What was your roots? Why did you start this?
Actually, that's something I wanted to do since I was a kid. I joined martial arts when I was about 10, 11 years old.
Okay.
And about 13, I started helping in classes. And I was one of those kids who was very, very shy, very quiet, bullied, picked on.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Palomar's in Pomona.
Okay.
I grew up in Pomona, so tough neighborhood.
Okay.
You know, how to learn how to be tough but without being mean and stand up for myself. And,
okay.
And helping, I felt good helping other kids who were like, you know.
And that started when you were in high school?
That started when I was 13.
Okay,
junior
wow.
high. Junior high.
Jesus.
Yeah, and at that point I was like, you know what, this is what I want to do. I want to open a school. And
great.
I was blessed. I had an instructor who knew business and who ran a profitable school. And she literally for 4 years trained me how to run the school, teach.
Now, is that 13 years old?
At 13 years old, yeah. Okay. So by the time I was 17, I knew a lot more business than the average teenager.
You knew the business plus martial arts.
Yeah, so it really helped me just get ready for it. And unfortunately, with that instructor, you know, things didn't work out. Politics, money, whatever came
whatever
about.
Works.
So I still continued to look and train. And at the age of 22, I decided, you know what? I need to leave my job and everything else and just do what I
want. What were you doing before you became an instructor?
Before I became an instructor, once I left martial arts at like 17, I just trained privately with people and other places. Then I began working for a bank.
Wow.
I worked for two major banks. I mean, I loved it, helping people and things like that, but I didn't like going in from 9 to 6, wearing the tie, staying in one
that
place.
That wasn't you.
It just wasn't me. It didn't feel good. I gained like 80 pounds.
80 pounds?
Yeah, I gained about 80 pounds, yeah. Yeah, I lost it now, but
obviously.
But yeah, it just everything went out of control when I stopped doing martial arts. You know, I
it's
lost
more your
focus.
Passion than anything else.
Yeah, okay. I love the art. I love helping people. So it's two things I could get done.
Great.
Okay. Right.
And then from that too, talking about 22, how long did you work for the bank for?
For the bank, I started right when I was 18, fresh out of high school.
Oh, okay.
And I'll say, shoot, what was it 2 years ago? I officially like quit. As far as like I was working part-time, I officially left because I worked for one bank for many, many years.
Okay.
And then I left, opened my business, and after about a year, I was like, I need a little more income.
Got
so
it.
I went, I did part-time at the bank for a bit, and I would work part-time, but this bank was open weekends. So I was working Saturdays, Sundays, and then I was during the week, I was here as well. So
what year was that transition? Was it
24, 25.
Okay.
About 25.
So that's when you started as a business doing martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
then from there, how long did you transition to where you started and did this full time?
At 22 I opened a school.
Okay.
At 25 is when I began starting to full time.
Got it.
Yeah.
So 25, you're still working at the bank or that, or where you're done?
I was windling out, getting out of there. By 26, I was gone.
Well, then going to really what we're going to talk about, at 26, why did you focus on your martial arts studio and how did you promote it?
My biggest thing was Facebook.
Okay.
And social media, because you know I don't come from a family with money or I couldn't be like mom, dad, or auntie, uncle, or give me some money. It was
not
more
a trust fund baby.
Yeah, you know I didn't
Dang
have
it.
That at all.
Sorry
yeah,
about
right.
That. Apologize.
I know, struggle was real, but it really forced me to utilize my assets. You know, when I opened my school, it was $6,000, and half of that went to insurance, the other half went to Matt. And then it was like, okay, what do we do now?
That's it.
You know,
eat ourselves. We have Top Ramen for another 2 years.
Yeah. So you know.
What was your focus coming in? Did you want focus on adults, on kids?
I actually really focused on kids because I knew that was going to be the main source of income. Also, what parents want. Parents want kids to be, you know, anti-bully, confidence, believe in themselves. I also really focused on kids because I noticed there was a trending rate in suicide among kids, unfortunately. And I actually...
Still is?
Still is. I actually had a former student who I used to teach when I was 14, and she committed suicide. And probably about three or four years ago. And it really, really hit me because even though I didn't teach her anymore, she was still like on my Facebook and we still connected. Yeah. But I really felt like if I would have had better programs, maybe the student would still be here.
So you almost mentor them beyond just the martial arts?
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. It's definitely more than kicking and punching.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Definitely.
And with parents understanding too, they don't get a lot of PE anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're gonna do if you're gonna do anything after school, it has to be competitive sports. Mm-hmm. At this point, helmet has to be club. Okay, maybe ASA, maybe flag football here and there too. But there's a lot of time involved. How do you get them here instead of going to an ASA soccer team or a flag football or a basketball league? Why do parents want to come here instead?
I think what's great is, well, one of the things I learned is the scheduling, of course, when we run our classes, how we do it. And all of our parents, when they come in, I actually encourage them to put their kids in soccer, baseball, hockey, and I encourage them to do that. But the way our schedule works, they could do both.
Got it.
And when a parent has to decide, do I want to do martial arts or do I want to do hawker and saki, a lot of times they'll decide martial arts because they realize hawker and saki, they have a coach.
Yes.
And next year it's a different coach. And that coach is probably focused on what? Winning.
Yes.
The game. Martial arts is not a sport.
Got it.
It's a way of life. And yes, we have competitions and tournaments, but we actually separated that from our style.
Teaching. Okay.
So because competitions come later. You know, you can't have someone who just learned something go be a competitor.
Yeah.
Because they're just learning. And if they lose, they shut down, and everyone either wants to be win, 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 and if you lose, if you're not first, you're second, or they want to be everyone's a winner. You know, I don't believe with this one, and I don't believe with this one. There's a medium in the middle. And what you have to do is you have to make these steps to create that competitor.
Got it.
You have to develop them. You have to grow them.
We're making their self-esteem, build up, and self-confidence. So whatever they want to do in life, maybe sports or scholastics, they can achieve that.
Exactly.
And make their work ethic. And here, I'm assuming, to where they work hard here, it'll fall through in the rest of their life.
Exactly. I mean, the biggest thing I've noticed is when I talk to kids, I talk to them about what I've done. I never say, do this, do that, do this. I say, this is what happened to me, and this is what I did to get better. So like yesterday, I was talking to a child. I have a child. He's 11 years old, junior high, just started.
Yeah. Just a kid.
Yeah, and he was like, we're talking about bullies. And he was like, oh, just be invisible. And I was just like, explain that to me more.
That's one way to deal with it.
Yeah, I was like, explain it to me more. He's all, just be invisible. Like, if there's a bully over here, just go over there. And I'm like, but are you living in fear? And I was like, and that's going to be, when you get older, you're going to be the same way. You know, you're not going to want to go for that position at that job because you're thinking about this bully who's going to bully you. You need to be confident. And whether it's saying, hey, leave me alone, then you got to say, hey, leave me alone. You know, have that confidence to speak up, or else you're going to spend your whole life hiding and not really being who you want to be. And I think I'm real passionate about that because I was like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't until finally, boom, I started just speaking up and I realized, you know what, there's information that I can help somebody. Not just myself, but I can help other people.
You pay it forward.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, your gift still gave it to you, why not pass it forward for them too? You realize you're helping kids build self-esteem, self-confidence, and the skills, if need be, to defend themselves.
Exactly.
You know, do parents see that too?
Yes, a lot of parents do. It's funny because when we first started, we thought everyone's gonna know this is discipline, this is confidence.
It's expected.
So we're teaching, and parents don't see it. So we actually develop special programs, and we have like the word of the month. We have a creed we follow. We give out handouts where it's like, last week we're talking about unity and being united, coming together and understanding other people's differences and not judging them based upon that, but understanding who they are, getting to know them.
Okay.
This week we're talking about consistency, being consistent in what you do. You know, you could come to class every day for 2 weeks, but then what happens? Are you still coming? Are you still training? Or are you going to stop?
Well, a lot of it too is the schoolings, well, in school, for example, junior high and high school, teach them what they need to know to pass their state boards, for example, their math, their English, maybe their science too. You're giving them skills that helps them improve that quality of life beyond school, even during school. So their work ethic gets better and better.
Oh, definitely.
And do parents see that then, or do they compliment you on that?
Yeah, actually, a lot of my parents will say, you know, because one thing is confidence with
kids.
Okay. And so when they come in, they don't look us in the eye, they don't speak to us.
Yeah.
After about 2-3 weeks, kids won't leave the dojo, they won't leave here. They're running up and down, yeah, mom, I don't want to go, you know, and parents are like, you know what, I've never seen a change. And the biggest thing that gets me is not necessarily when the parents say it, but when the parents say it, the teacher sees it. Because the parent's kind of looking for it, but the teacher's not looking for it. But for a teacher to come...
Teacher in their school.
Teacher in their school and saying, you know what, they're a different child now. I don't know what it is they're doing.
Yeah.
A whole entire life, yeah.
And is it more girls, boys, or what's your combination? What's your gender combination?
We started off actually more girls, but now we're pretty even out amongst the girls. And I have a feeling it's because my wife is also teaching along with myself. So it makes everyone feel comfortable. And my little sister is one of our assistant instructors. So it definitely helps. And because when the little girls come in, they look at me and they get scared.
Who is this guy? Crazy.
Yeah, you guys are lucky. I brushed my hair today.
This guy looks crazy sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I come in looking crazy, but you know, but now these have little girls who are scared of me, having more confidence. You know, even physical fitness, just wanting to work out to be stronger, and not for looks. Like they don't want to be skinny. They just want to be stronger and healthy. Yeah. You know, that's what we really try to teach: is your mind, your body, your soul. You got to feed it positivity.
Well, you know this already too. I mean, science has proven this. When you move more, especially a child, your body produces a better chemistry, more endorphins, more serotonin. Your body actually feels better.
Oh yeah.
By emotion, so it becomes addictive as a kid or as an adult or as a senior to where you want to move because you want to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
If that feeling good correlates with your schooling, with your homework, with your housework, you have more confidence, you have more self-esteem. Your body develops easier too. Your cognitive abilities, your brain works easier, and it helps combat the stressors of everyday life. Again, being a juvenile, junior high kid, a high school kid, a college kid, an adult, or a senior. Same thing, it doesn't matter. The chemistry is the same, just how we develop it. The motion is huge.
Oh yeah.
With your training, do you focus on more cardio, more strength, or what do you like to focus on with the kids?
A little bit of everything, actually. Cool. It's amazing because the kids reflect the instructors.
Great.
So when you look at our students and they talk to them, and it's like, oh yeah, I work out, I do push-ups, I eat right, then it's probably reflective of what we do. Yeah, because they're going to do what we do.
Hey, you're the example.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Okay, good.
So I even get some parents who are like, can you not talk about how healthy you eat all the time?
Yeah, because they have parents like, I have a gut, and I don't want to get rid of this thing.
You know, and so there's times where there's times where like I'll fall off, I'll put on some pounds, and I realize, you know what, I've been doing too much of my work paperwork. Let me get back to it, get back to my schedule, because now my students are seeing this. Even though they may not say sensei,
they don't say a word.
You know, but they see it, and so it just reminds me, and that pressure on me is, I love it.
It's good pressure,
it's good
right?
Good pressure, yes.
Keeps you healthy too.
Keeps me healthy, keeps me going.
Yeah.
I always tell my students, when you're a leader, you have to understand everyone's watching you.
You're the example.
And if you're going to school, or you're in the class, and you're a leader in the class, or you're a leader in school, and you're acting like a knucklehead, everyone else is going to act like a knucklehead, you know? So if you want people to do good, then you got to also do good.
Do you also talk about with them surrounding themselves with good people, with motivating themselves, and keeping that close circle of good people?
Yes. I think because I am a business owner, and I've learned that personally, that I need to surround myself with other positive business owners the same way. I tell the kids the same thing, like, if you're going around to school and you're getting in trouble because of little Johnny and Billy, that's your friend,
clowns,
you know, everyone's going to think you're a troublemaker. But are you a troublemaker? No. Do you hang out with troublemakers?
Guilty by association.
Exactly. So what I tell my students is, you have to be proud to bring your friends around your sensei and your parents.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be proud to bring them around, then they're not your friend. They shouldn't be.
Are those high school kids or junior high kids?
5 years old, 6 years old. Yeah, I have the youngest I teach right now, he just turned 4. And I tell them every single time. And sometimes with the little kids, it takes them a little bit. But I reiterate it. And when something happens, like when I get in trouble, or, you know, the kids would be kids, the parents could reiterate that. So I always tell parents, I'm your backup.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying stuff that you probably told them.
Hopefully we're on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why it's real important when they sign up, I tell the parents about our values and what we believe in. And sometimes there's different values and different things that maybe we're not the school for them. But that keeps that culture in our school the same.
That's the tribe you have, to where people are at the same page, same mentality. And do you see parents bringing other parents in with similar characteristics and values?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think most recently, with back to school season, we had every Tuesday we have a buddy day.
Okay.
Bring your buddy, you get to try it out. If you like it, you could join. And then we have a prize wheel, you get to spin the wheel and then win the prize, right?
Fantastic.
So when the buddies are coming in, I'm realizing, okay, these parents are all like the same values, same ethics, same beliefs. Cool. So when they come in, it's like they're just jumping on board, full ride. Oh, I believe in you guys. Let's do this. And all we have to do is execute that, you know, continue to provide and continue to improve. I think the hugest thing that parents love is our life skills program.
Nice. What is that life skills program?
It's where we talk about the word of the month, okay. Basically, you know, confidence, believing in yourself. We do what's called a mat chat, where we do our exercise, everything. We sit them down and we start talking about where the month is, how to apply it. So we're talking about confidence, you know, how were you confident yesterday? Well, name a time you weren't confident and why. Got so it. We start having these little dialogues with, you know, kids 6, 7 years old.
So they're communicating not only with you, but also with themselves, mm-hmm. too, telling their story of how they've dealt with life so far.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's huge at that age because now they're learning. When you talk about their learning.
Well, then the kid that's not talking, he's going, hey, this kid had a similar experience as me. Maybe I can be like that kid. I can be more confident. So they're helping each other out in that group, in that tribe mentality with those kids.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I love getting my oldest students who maybe have gone through stuff, and I'll say, hey, you, tell them about your story. And they'll say, well, and they'll be like, open and honest. This is what I did, and this is the mistakes I made, so you just got to do this, this, and this. And when a child or even a parent hears it from a student that's
like,
young,
what?
It's more impacting. You know, like, oh, wow, that's...
Because you can say it all day long.
I can say it all day.
But if someone else goes, hey, look, I had the same story, or I have similar story this, you go, you're seeing a good culture, mm-hmm. which is huge.
Yeah, and like my students right now, when I do a technique, or I talk about something, or I talk about, you know, the times when I was thinking about being a business owner and I really wanted it, they don't, like, they can't imagine me that way. They can't imagine me shy. They can't imagine me unconfident. They can't imagine me getting beat up. I'm like, you know, like,
I'd be bruises.
Like, look at my face. my nose is crooked for a reason, you know? But so when I have other students able to communicate that, they really, okay, we know it. My friends from high school bring their kids to me because they go, I knew this guy. And I've seen a change, and I want that for my
So they're passing it forward to their kids.
Yeah.
Next generation.
Oh, yeah. So I have at my school, even though we're in Upland, I have people from Fontana, Rialto, Pomona, Montclair, Ontario. Like, I have everywhere people drive up to a 10-mile radius that will come see me, you know, two times a week. And for me, at first, when I opened, I was like, maybe people come about 5 miles.
Yeah.
Coming 10 miles.
Your confidence wasn't there yet.
Coming 10 miles, I'm like, wow, we really have a great program. Because there's so many schools. I mean, just around here, there's about 6, 7 different martial arts schools.
I've seen about 7 or 8 on just online. If you look up just martial arts schools in Upland, there's about 7 or 8.
Yep. And you have karate schools, you have jiu-jitsu schools. But what makes us different is we promote that life skills program.
That's
huge. And we're heavy on it. And of course, you know, we teach the basic self-defense, bully defense. But I think the life skills for kids, you know, 4 to about 13 years old is essential, and then about 13 and up, life skills combined with good hand-to-hand combat, of course, because they're a little older and you never know.
Well, and a lot of this too is parents are just busy. They both work sometimes, or it's a single parent, whatever it is. To get something here where they can be here for 2-3 times a week for an hour and get that quality, efficient, if you want to call it program or training for their life skills, is huge.
That's definitely.
And it can start at 4 or 5 years old, junior high, high school. It's phenomenal.
Oh yeah, and for me, what I always tell them is, you know, because I tell them, if the more you come, the better you get.
Yeah.
So I actually put all of our, I'm putting it on right now, online, all of our training, all of our life skills. So parents will go home and say, this is what we're talking about in class. Let's watch it together on our tablet, on our iPhone. You know, it's taking me weeks right now to put everything.
It's a lot of work.
But it's going to be so much beneficial for these kids to go home and have that confidence that I could do this technique. Because, you know, what happens, they go home, they practice, they think they know how to do it.
Yeah.
Or parents, like, do it this way.
Like, when I was in my dojo back in 1945.
Yeah, back when I got my yellow belt. Yeah. You know.
My TV.
So this really, I know it's going to help them out.
Good.
And just take them to that next level.
Well, they can see it, they can visualize it. You know, and like I said, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
More videos out there, but the benefit is you can continue add those down the line too. If someone wants to get caught up, send it to them. They can't make it because they're sick, send it to them.
Yep.
They have the virtual part of being inside your martial arts studio versus just having when they can't make it here.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for you. Good for you. Anything you want to add?
No, I just think get your kid in a life skills program. Anything.
And that's the biggest thing is with his martial arts studio, with mother interviews too, a lot of it is how do we get people to stay healthy through motion, through exercise? Realize when you do that, your overall immune system feels better, your overall body feels better. Right now, listen to Erwin Radio locally here in Upland, talks about how there's this big awareness of kids having hypertension, high blood pressure as a kid. We've known this for probably the last 10 years or so because kids don't eat well. Parents don't understand or are ignorant of what normal food they should eat, how much sleep they should get. Eating Fritos every day is not a good thing.
No.
Okay? But now they're seeing that and go, how do you combat that? by doing things like this, keeping your kids healthy. There's not enough play in school. We know this already. Do something for your kids and for yourselves too. So keep yourself healthy and active. Keep your body moving so overall body stays healthy. Okay, I'm going to put all Jeremy's links on our interview here and all our social media stuff and videos. Realize here or somewhere else too, you'll see his links for his new videos too. And realize, keep yourself healthy. Sometimes it is the media, but you got to get out and move. Even go for a walk and slowly motivate yourself, it becomes addictive.
Oh yeah.
You know, when you work out and you stay healthy, you're going to be like, crap, I forgot to work out today. I want to make sure I did, because unconsciously becomes one of your normal routine. Okay? Thanks for watching this live video, and we'll get this up there too with other videos. And thank you, Christian De Leon, for doing this stuff too for us, our photographer. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool. Jeremy's studio allows kids to become a better, well-rounded person. The self-development is huge in his gym, okay, where mentally they become more confident. Better leaders in their environment and their schooling, and even better kids at home too. They listen better to their parents, which is hard to find sometimes. But realize, by his training, and he talks a little bit of that too, he gets kids to become more relaxed. If your body's moving better, it's just science, if your body's moving better, your overall body produces more serotonin, more endorphins, so your body stays less stressed, can stay healthy, and not have health problems a lot of kids have these days. Okay, a lot of kids now, like the other episodes I've listened to too, or put on there, is kids these days don't really get a lot of the right training in their play, for example, in their home life. So having someone like Jeremy train them and coach them and give them these little things, tidbits on life, gives them the skills to become a better person and deal with people around them, deal with classmates around them, deal with a hard work day or a hard school day for one. So realize staying healthy is not just about sometimes just physical, but also mental, that Jeremy talked about too in this audio, all right? So hope this makes sense to you. Overall, I will put the links in the post in the show notes for Jeremy's studio and also his Facebook, Instagram too, because he has a lot of social media stuff, puts it out there. Realize that a lot of what he's gonna do, the training, is get tutorials I can put online and see them directly without going to the gym. So the best thing is go there, obviously, but if you can, realize, help your kids get healthier, okay? Even yourselves too. By doing martial arts, your body stays healthy. All right? Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you enjoyed the ones in the future, too. Go to all of our YouTube, Instagram, Insta Book, all the books we have out there, too. And we'll see you next episode.